This is CBS World News headquarters in New York. At the moment, we are presenting a musical program, but CBS World News, which is bringing you the latest information from the French invasion beaches, will interrupt this program immediately to broadcast any news or special programs from abroad. We now rejoin the special musical program. Thank you. a special all-network broadcast, CBS World News takes you now to London.
And at the bay of the mouth of the Seine River and in the vicinity of Harfleur, near the tip of the Cotentine Peninsula. The Germans claim 6 divisions of parachute and airborne troops were landed at various inland points along this 100-mile stretch of coastline. Enemy dispatches make the usual propaganda claim that some of these elements were wiped out, but they admit heavy fighting by the airborne units is still in progress in some areas. A late German broadcast admits further that reinforcements are still pouring in. Behind these successes, which were launched this morning with General Eisenhower's ringing slogan, "Nothing less than full victory," is a story of massive sea and air operations. A fleet of 11,000 planes screened the naval armada of 4,000 ships and several thousand smaller craft. In 8 hours from midnight onward, 10,000 tons of bombs rocked the French coast. Shells from 640 naval rifles fired at point-blank range destroyed enemy forts and gun positions. German resistance was fierce, but nowhere did it reach the proportions which had been expected. In the first few hours, only 50 German fighter planes opposed an Allied tactical air force of 2,500 planes. Enemy naval resistance was sporadic and appeared concentrated near Le Havre and Cherbourg. Most of the German coast artillery had been, in Winston Churchill's words, quelled before the landing barges hit the beach. Since I started this report, a bulletin has been received from London saying the German High Command said tonight that great enemy formations approached the coast of northern France between Calais and Dunkirk this morning. The great struggle on the northern coast of France has begun. A Nazi broadcast quoted the High Command. Now, in the time remaining, I'll list some of the points of the areas mentioned in previous German broadcasts during the day. They fit into a plausible pattern and give the most consecutive picture of what has been going on. The most westerly landings appear to have taken place in the islands of Guernsey and Jersey, which have been used by the Germans as observation posts off the bay of Mont-Saint-Michel and the Cotentin Peninsula. At the tip of the Cotentin Peninsula lies one of the two major harbors of northern France, the port of Cherbourg. Germans say flotillas of E-boats have been engaged during the day with large Allied naval forces in that area. 15 miles southeast of Cherbourg is the seaside village of Saint-Vaast-la-Hogue, where the Germans also claim to have inflicted casualties on Allied landing forces. A few miles farther south at the base of the peninsula is the town of Grandcamp. At this point, the Germans admit a penetration which threatens the town of Isigny on the main highway from Caen to Cherbourg. 35 miles east of Grandcamp is Arromanches, where Allied troops using tanks have apparently gained a foothold and are attempting to drive inland toward the town of Bayeux, which also lies on the main highway leading west from Caen. The next point to the east mentioned by the Germans is Ouistreham. Indications are that Allied landing forces in this area are attempting to close the pincers on Caen from the east.
From the CBS studios in Washington, you have been listening to Joseph C. Harsh and Bill Costello of CBS World News. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Something to Talk About, usually presented at this time by the Cudahy Packing Company over some of these stations, will not be heard today. And now, while we wait for more news on the invasion, we'll present a musical program. Please stay tuned to your CBS station, which will bring you all the news of importance as soon as received. Thank you.
CBS World News, which is bringing you the latest information from the French invasion beaches, will interrupt its programs immediately to broadcast any news or special programs from abroad. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Number one composer with a band. Raymond Scott, his orchestra, and Dorothy Collins come to America coast to coast at this time every day, Monday through Friday, and later to the whole world by shortwave. Inviting you to join us tomorrow at this same time for more hits of the day on the Raymond Scott Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.